This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. For months, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in western Alaska was shielded from the brunt of the pandemic due to its remoteness. Now the region has one of the highest COVID-19 infection rates in the country. As KYUK's Greg Kim reports, the region's health organization, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, is calling on village leaders to take action.
In the month of October, YKHC announced over 600 new COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta. Here's YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges.
I can't emphasize the urgency of this anymore. We are in danger of overwhelming our healthcare system.
To prevent that from happening, YKHC recommended all schools in the region close and move to remote learning for 2 weeks. Most school districts have complied with that recommendation. CEO and President Dan Winkleman said after talking to school districts, YKHC turned to village leaders.
We got on the phone and notified 14 tribes and cities across the YK Delta that they should go on lockdown for the next 2 weeks at a minimum.
That's on top of five villages that were already locked down before this week began. Vice President of Communications Tiffany Zolkowski said these villages do not all necessarily have a confirmed COVID-19 case there, but could be interconnected with other villages that do. Dr. Hodges explained the reasoning for the lockdowns.
So the idea is if we engage in this behavior with a very strict shelter-in-place or hunker-down or lockdown order, that we can interrupt the transmission of this highly contagious virus in our region before it gets out of hand like it already has in several of our villages.
Bethel, the region's hub city, has also passed a resolution asking everyone in the city to hunker down and not attend any gatherings of any size outside of their household. Businesses are being asked to close down for 2 weeks, and the city is offering to provide economic relief to businesses that comply. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
A new poll locator tool from Arizona State University's Indian Legal Clinic can help voters on tribal lands know where to cast their ballot. Emma Gibson with Arizona Public Media reports it's intended to reduce the chances their ballot gets thrown out.
There are 20 reservations in Arizona. Tori Dolan with the ASU clinic says half of those cover multiple counties, which can lead to confusion when it comes to casting ballots. And that can carry consequences.
In Arizona, if you live in a precinct-based county and you vote out of precinct, your entire ballot is discarded.
She says casting a ballot out of precinct happens twice as often for indigenous voters in Arizona as it does for non-minority voters. The online map lets a voter drop a pin near their home. Then it tells voters what the precinct is and where to find their polling place. Until now, there wasn't a tool to help voters living in tribal lands find their polling place if they didn't have a street address, even though those are rare in reservations. The Arizona Secretary of State's poll locator requires a residential address. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
Members of the Native community in Greater Kansas City kicked off Native American Heritage Month Sunday by calling on the Kansas City football team to change its name and end stereotypes of Native people. Jason Swartley was among demonstrators outside the stadium.
Inside the stadium, they're doing some kind of ceremony saying that they're honoring Native Americans. And they even have found, presumably, a few to go along with it. Well, everything that they're doing, everything about this team, everything about the use of our culture, not even so much our culture, but just a stereotype, a dated, offensive stereotype of our culture, is offensive.
The group plans to hold another demonstration on Sunday. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB, who support this program.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribalrelations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.